Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, May 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, don't forget to stock up starting tomorrow until June 6th. There will be no sales tax on hurricane preparation supplies. For more information, you can visit floridarevenue.com/disasterprep. That's floridarevenue.com/disasterprep. And please, folks, don't panic buy. Your local events tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Main Street Wauchula. It's everyone's favorite way to shop, Hometown Happy Hour. A ticket gets you drink samples at your favorite downtown businesses, sip cocktails, stroll Main Street, and do some shopping. Tickets are just $15 each. You can buy yours online and get more information by visiting MainStreetWauchula.com. That's MainStreetWauchula.com. Your job's here in the area. Villa del Sol is looking for an administrative assistant. A high school diploma and 1 year of Microsoft Office and customer service experience are preferred. The Sunshine Method is looking for an in-person ESE tutor, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. And Fresenius Medical Care is looking for a patient care technician. A high school diploma or GED is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com is our email, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message, because they'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 98, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 11 extreme, winds southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is humid 49%, the dew point 66, cloud cover 10%, visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last last updated 9:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 in the evening, becoming light and variable. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. To celebrate the beginning of the 2021 peanut season, Georgia's 4,500 peanut farmers are donating an additional 50,400 jars of peanut butter to food banks around the state through a partnership with the Georgia Food Bank Association. MorningAgClips.com reports over 20,000 jars have already been distributed. The donation is made possible by the Georgia Peanut Commission through Peanut Proud, the peanut industry's humanitarian relief organization. The U.S. Apple Association Board of Directors has given two thumbs up for holding its 126th annual Crop and Outlook Marketing Conference in person this summer, August 19th and 20th in Chicago. According to thepacker.com, the meeting will showcase diverse speakers and topics, growers and Apple business leaders, as well as the crop forecast. To keep attendees safe, U.S. Apple will abide by all CDC COVID-19 recommendations. U.S. Apple is also exploring options to make recorded meeting content available for those who don't yet feel safe to travel. House Ag Republicans introduced the Broadband for Rural America Act last week, one of several infrastructure proposals from House Republicans that bridge the digital divide for communities nationwide. The proposal provides more than $7 billion in authorizations for USDA broadband connectivity programs. The act authorizes $3.7 billion per year for critical rural broadband programs, including the Reconnect Rural Broadband, Middle Mile Broadband, and Innovative Broadband Advancement programs.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack traveled to Georgia to announce the start of the $4 billion relief program for black farmers and other socially disadvantaged farmers to pay off outstanding USDA loans. The USDA said about 16,000 minority farmers who borrowed money directly from USDA appear to have qualified for the debt relief. 2,900 are qualified for relief for bank loans that were guaranteed by the USDA. Vilsack was joined by Georgia Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff and Representative Sanford Bishop, who fought for the program in D.C. to assist farmers who had been discriminated against, something Vilsack acknowledged.
The reality is we've been dealing with these issues for an incredibly long period of time, and the Department of Agriculture has a lot of work to do. And today is a very, very important first step. It's not the beginning and end with our announcement today. It's the beginning of a beginning.
In the 2017 census, the U.S. had 48,697 producers who identified as Black, either alone or in combination with another race. They accounted for 1.4% of the country's 3.4 million producers, and they live and farm primarily in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic states. The census showed that Alabama had 4,208 farmers of color, Georgia 2,870, and Florida was home to 2,448 farmers of color.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street as investors received more signals that the economy is continuing to deal with the pandemic. Economic reports showed that unemployment is falling and the U.S. economy grew at a solid rate during the first quarter. Industrial stocks led the gains. General Electric rose 6.5%. Boeing added 3.6%. Those gains were tempered largely by a slide in technology companies. Healthcare and household goods makers also lagged in the broader market. Investors will next turn their attention to Friday's inflation data. The Dow gained 141 points today to close at 34,464. The NASDAQ lost 1 to 13,736. The S&P 500 was up 4 points to 4,200. New York oil rose 64 cents, closing at $66.85 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Philadelphia 76ers are up 2-0 in their opening round NBA playoff series after clobbering Washington 120-95. Joel Embiid had 22 points.
You know, when they're guarding me, you know, doubling or triple teaming me as the ball's in the air. You know, we got a lot of shots out of that. You know, we have wide open shooters.
Game 3 Saturday in Washington. The Knicks have knotted their first-round series in a game apiece by rallying for a 101-92 victory over Atlanta. Derrick Rose had 26 for New York, which trailed by 13 at the half.
Felt like I played sluggish last game. To come back and get the lead, and not only that, but to win, it shows a lot. It shows fight, and people step up and make big plays with our shooters.
Atlanta hosts Game 3 on Friday. After dropping the first game at home, the league's top seed Utah roared back with a 141-129 win over Memphis. Game 3 Saturday at Memphis. Tonight, it's Milwaukee at Miami. The Bucks up 2-0. Phoenix at the Lakers and Denver at Portland. Those two series are tied 1-1. This is Esser in Sports. In the NHL, it was New York 5-3 over Pittsburgh. The Islanders win the series in six games. Isles forward Brock Nelson, who had two goals and assists, says they never wavered after falling behind 3-2, thanks in part to their fans.
The fans gave us a boost. They were fired up today. They were rowdy. They were loud. And then once you got the lead, they were loud through the end. So it's awesome having them back.
Tampa Bay beat Florida 4-0 to win the series in six. Minnesota down Vegas 3-0 to tie the series at 3. In the American League, it was Minnesota 3-2 over Baltimore. Oakland 6, Seattle 3. LA 9, Texas 8. Detroit 1-0 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 2, Kansas City 1-10. Toronto at New York postponed. National League Finals, Chicago 4, Pittsburgh 1. Miami 4-2 over Philadelphia. San Diego 2, Milwaukee 1-10. Arizona lost to San Francisco 5-4. Washington was leading Cincinnati 3-0. Going into the fifth, the game suspended. It'll be a split doubleheader today. Colorado at New York postponed. Interleague Finals, the Cardinals over the White Sox 4-0. The Astros 5, the Dodgers 2. Boston 9, Atlanta 5. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wachula. And you can find them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: you know that tingly little feeling you get when you like someone? That is your common sense leaving your body. Tune in not tomorrow, but next Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.